This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places that I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
So the Peach Bowl happened last night. Indiana wins 56-22.
Yeah, probably use some Thug Passion right now.
Yeah, probably. Then I'm going to have to go watch my son's basketball games and probably watch them get smoked as well twice today.
You got
to
think positive, man. You got to think positive.
Oh, yeah, that worked out yesterday.
Well, you can't win them all, apparently.
No, clearly can't win them all.
Yeah.
Again, I'm rooting for the wrong teams here. 56-22, the final score here. Someone on the text line. I'm in the anger stage because those turnovers and the offensive line play was absolutely unacceptable. Yeah, I'm with you. I think that what they just put on tape against Texas Tech the week before, it was a sloppy performance there. And I was saying to Jordan last night during the postgame show, it was just like, did you not see what you did last week, and then you come out and have this performance? I mean, last week there was bad snaps, bad quarterback running back exchange, low snaps. I mean, it was just, you know, it was a sloppy game on the offensive line. Dante, I mean, had a decent game, but still nothing eye-popping by any means. And it was just one of those, like, all right, go get your lick back in this game against Indiana. Like, defense showed out, offense, now go improve yourself. And then you start the game with an interception. You get a fumble in their in your own territory that leads to a quick touchdown. You then get a fumble where you literally, the ball gets hit by the running back's elbow in your windup that then sets them up on the 3-yard line. I mean, you get a punt, blocked at the end of the game. When you're even throwing up the white flag saying we give up and punting, it gets blocked and you get worse field position, or give them better field position than you would have if you would have just gone for it on fourth and seven, whatever it was. It was just the turnovers. You cannot spot a team 21 points.
Especially when, you know, when they're as good as Indiana is. You know, the last thing you want to do is spot them points or yards. And the Ducks managed to do both of those things. Like, the first interception, I remember I text you guys, and I can't remember what I said. I was like, uh-oh, that's definitely not good. Like, first play of the game of scrimmage, like, to see that happen, you can tell those guys were, like, shell-shocked, kind of looking around like there's no way that just happened. They were able to respond and everything and go down and drive and score. Good. That made us all kind of feel like, all right, this is going to be a good game. They made a mistake. They figured it out. And then after that, another mistake. Okay, they can get it back. They're a good offense. And then another. And then by that point, I was like, all right, man, they clearly don't want to play. They had too much fun last night in Atlanta. They clearly hit Magic City super, super hard, or 112 or wherever they went, because they were anything but focused on football in that game. And it was over early. By the time we got to the middle of the second quarter, I said, this game is over. I turned the channel. There's no point in watching for a long time. And then I end up turning back and was like, okay, watch some more. Nope. I was right. I can turn the channel. This is over. There's no real takeaway from that game other than the fact that in all phases of the game, Oregon was not good, unfortunately. And Fernando Mendoza was amazing. He pretty much hit every blade of grass out there, 5 touchdowns, and really didn't throw for 1,000 yards or anything like that. Man, 177 yards, mm-hmm. 5 touchdowns, no mistakes. That's how you win a Heisman. That's how you win a national championship. And that's how you destroy one of the biggest teams in college football. And it was disappointing to see, right? It was disappointing to watch that offense look as putrid as they did last night. Like, that offensive line, again, was awful. And I'm trying to be mindful of the fact that the run game was clearly impacted, right? A bunch of guys out, you know, dealing with injuries. You got to rely on people that haven't really played a whole bunch this season, and now you got to, in the biggest game in arguably Oregon's history, you know, potentially. We'll see. I mean, they have played for a national championship. But again, this is a get-back game against a team that everybody feels you should have beaten, and instead of getting back, they got you again, and this time even worse. So it's like being beat up the first time and wanting your ones again, and then they just emphatically beat you up because just for coming back to challenge them. That's kind of what happened here. And so, I mean, there's nothing you can do. There's nothing you can tell your team. I overheard Anthony Newman talking about, man, what you tell your team at the end of the game. And it's, man, great season. Good job, guys. Like, this is, you know, we made it further than, you know, damn near 200 other teams in college football. And, you know, and here we are. So don't hang your heads. Let's get ready for next year for the guys moving on. Man, it's been a pleasure for the ones coming back. Let's run it back. Let's do it again. You know, that's really all you can say. Like, there's no real takeaway from getting blown out like that.
I'm trying to find, I believe, 2025, yes, college football win total odds. I mean, this is what we were kind of illustrating when we were talking last night as far as, and I don't know if this is regular season wins or just total wins on the season, but Oregon was set at 10.5 for over-under win totals. So, I mean, to look at the season, I mean, coming into this year.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sophia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
I would say that most Oregon fans, media, prognosticators about this team had them at about 9-10 wins. You're going to stub your toe a couple times in the regular season against Big Ten competition. You did it only once in losing to Indiana. You go and then you get 2 victories in the college football playoff. I mean, you were one of the last 4 teams. When you look at, as far as when you take out the score and the result of the game, which I know is hard to do, but compared to what they were expected to do coming into the season to what they did, yeah, the season probably went better than a lot of people were expecting. A lot of changeover on offense, positional-wise, different players. And I think that what you saw out of the team, it was more highs than lows this year. That goes without saying. Obviously, you finished 13-2. But I think that this is just where it's going to stick in people's craw, is that
this was last season. Like, you went 13-1 last year. You were 13-0 last year, whatever it was. Went 12-0, won the Big Ten championship, and then the Rose Bowl happened. All right, cool. So this year, you go 13-1 and into this game, and you have the chance to beat the team that beat you. Everybody was saying all week long, you know, the whole adage, which I just don't ever believe in, hard to beat the same team twice. I mean, that's not... Yeah, that's, I guess, a line in sports, but as I was saying last week about, was it the whole thesis thing? It's like, I would love to see the data that talks about teams playing the same team twice and what that win-loss record is, because I would bet you the team that won first has probably won more of the rematches over the course of history. But I think that just fans are just going to be upset with, all right, well, it was another great season that ended with an absolute dud of a game. And that's where I think the problem is just the ending result and what you have left, the taste you have left in your mouth as you go into the offseason.
Yeah, I mean, definitely not the way you want to go. Especially,
it's not like the whole, like, damn, we were right there, 3 points. Oh, my gosh, made it to the national. It's like, no, second straight year, you got absolutely
blown out. Like,
B to A, yeah. Right there.
And so, maybe if you're Dante Moore, you look at this and say, there's no way I can leave now. There's no way I can go. I have to stay here and try to win a national championship. Or you look at this and say, man, get me the hell out of here, because offensive coordinator's leaving. It's a mess. I'm losing a lot of weapons. Like, get me out of here and get me somewhere else. Potentially he's, you know, thinking that. So it can really go both ways. So I think a lot of it is going to start with, what is your quarterback feeling? Does he want to come back to Oregon, or does he want to bolt for the NFL? Or does he do something silly? Like, is it too late to enter the end of the transfer portal? Think so?
I think they get a little bit more time being a team that's still playing. I think the opportunity to enter the transfer portal, they get a little bit more of a window after their season's
if
over.
If that's the case, does he go to, you know?
Well, he's not going to transfer.
He's not, but I mean, now everything's on the table for him. And so now I think what I'm saying is, for Dante Moore or for the Oregon Ducks, is going to really depend on, man, what does your quarterback do? If he moves on, however he moves on, that kind of leaves you in a position to, are you looking for someone else through transfer portal? Do you feel like you have your guy through recruiting? Like, yeah, that kind of changes things a lot.
There's an additional 5-day transfer window following the game that you play in.
Yikes, that's frustrating. All the guys didn't have to leave leading up to this game, and they did anyways.
Or they don't want to be a distraction. If you're a big part of the team, you don't really want to be a distraction, you know?
I mean, guys that enter the transfer portal, they're just trying to give themselves the opportunity to have the most schools available to come after them. Because if you enter the transfer portal late and, you know, however many schools have already got a running back, already got a DB from another school and kind of filled the void, and then you enter, it's kind of like, well, we don't need you.
I thought you were an elite 3 or 4 star. You know what? This sucks. Like, I get it, but these kids... I guess they're just not as good as we thought they were. Because, like, why would Jay Harris need to get into the transfer portal early? You know, why would any of Oregon's running backs need to get into the transfer portal now?
Yeah, and I think, you know, they know these other schools can maybe offer more money.
Well, again, I think there's just schools that are looking for those positions at the beginning of the transfer portal than at the end.
At the end,
they've maybe filled those spots on their depth chart. So if I am looking at it, there's 3 days left to enter the transfer portal and I enter it, then there's going to be a lot of schools that are already off the board because they've already, you know, signed guys.
Yeah. Yeah. And right now the transfer portal is really the way you win. Look at Indiana. Look at all the guys they were able to get, you know, based on the transfer portal and everything. So yeah, I mean, it definitely works. And I think that's why you're seeing so many students go there.
Keep talking about this game. 503-864-6326. You can jump in on the YouTube chats, share your thoughts. As far as Dante Moore's performance, Dan Lanning, this Oregon team, the coordinators both leaving after this season. Whatever your thoughts are, share it with us. We'll read it here on air.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places that I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
You know Graybar for electrical parts, but there's one more thing you may not be thinking of us for that can help maximize your next project's total value. Our pre-project planning services are designed to help you win the bid, save on labor costs, and keep your installers productive across your entire build. The sooner you call us, the better. Because when we're there from the beginning, we can anticipate your needs and help you solve problems before they become problems. Yep. Graybar does that.